Welcome to WW Perspectives. Today on the show, we have some of our Georgia teaching fellows here to talk to us a little bit about what they're experiencing as they go through the program in its first year. So if I could have you guys introduce yourself for me.
Okay, I'm Dayron Martin.
Tyler Kenner.
Leslie Dunham.
Okay, so can you guys tell me a little bit how did you guys come to find the program and what got you interested in applying?
So I actually heard about the program through a friend who heard about it on the radio. She had heard that I was kind of toying around with the idea of teaching, and she told me to check it out, and I did, and I was accepted.
Great.
I first heard about the fellowship from a classmate who was preparing to enter her fellowship year in Ohio when the fellowship was operating there. And that was a couple years ago, and so here I am now.
My story is similar to Dayron. I was actually riding the MARTA train, which is our rapid transit system, on my way to school downtown at Georgia State, and there were advertisements for it on the train, and I thought that could be really something for me. So,
excellent. So far, you're kind of coming up on that full year. So what's been the most unique thing about the program so far, either in the classroom or in kind of the university setting?
We have a very different model in terms of any other experiences I've had with graduate work, in that we don't have traditional classes. We have sort of these labs or modules. A lot of our classes are discussion-based or very kind of active. So it's every time we're together, we're really hearing about the other fellows' experiences, and so we're all learning from each other all the time, which has been really powerful.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing about the program, is that it's really experience-based, and so our classes really wrap themselves back around to that clinical placement, which having a year-long clinical placement has really given us a ton of great perspectives and experience with the students, especially without us having any experience in education prior to this.
So what has it been like taking what you learn in the university aspect of it into the classroom, into the, you know, the high school classrooms that you guys are teaching?
I think the best way to describe it is immediate.
Just in time learning.
So that's kind of the model for the instruction that they give us. And so it's like we learn something, or we take something, or we have the opportunity to talk about it in class or in labs, rather, and it's immediately applicable when we go back to school the next day or the next week.
How does that play out with your cooperating teacher? Is it a nice give and take? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, the cooperating teachers are always open to us using the ideas that we get, you know, in our university classes, so to speak. But it's always interesting sort of see, you know, how reality will come in. And not everything plays out exactly like how it should in theory or in the textbook or in the lecture. But they offer some really, you know, some good options and ways that they work around to still make some of the best practices work in a classroom that's based in reality.
Yeah, it's opened a lot of good dialogues between the host teachers and myself coming, you know, we'll all meet together as a cohort of fellows and talk about something, and then I go back and kind of makes me think of questions to ask them that really deepen our, you know, our interactions. And yeah, then, you know, they can always kind of temper sort of the expectations of how some of these things would play out by what they actually see, and especially with their perspective on the specific populations of students that we are working with.
And I think one really good thing is that when we do get a chance to try something in the classroom, there's always this opportunity for feedback from our host teachers, and they're really open about that as we've created those relationships with them. So it's always a learning experience.
And actually, that's one of the great things. You know, your mileage may vary with other institutions, but one of the great things about Piedmont is they've really kept it a two-way street between the university and the host teachers, and that whole feedback between what's happening in the classroom and what's going on in our own classes at the university.
Mm. That's great. Are you guys nervous, like, as you're going, looking to, like, applying for jobs for your kind of teaching commitment your first few years? Are you nervous to, like, take the reins? I mean,
yeah, it's going to be a lot different. I mean, you know, to a certain extent, we got to kind of try things out this year without it being super consequential in terms of how the students actually do on things, right? I mean, we can kind of be a little inventive, and they've been really supportive about that. But yeah, I think looking at other teachers that are at my school that are first-year teachers that weren't in this kind of program, where maybe they were in the schools for a couple of months, I feel like I'm going to be leaps and bounds ahead in terms of I feel like my first year of teaching solo is going to kind of feel like my second year, because in a lot of ways I've been able to try out a lot of things and do a lot of planning and be very involved going from pre-planning with the team of teachers all the way to post-planning. So the second year is really going to, my first solo year is really going to feel like a second year. I think it's going to be great.
definitely. Yeah, you've been immersed into some school's culture already for a year. You've been teaching, building relationships with those students. And so it really, this feels like our first year teaching.
Yeah, it's so much more than just like a student teaching 8 week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see a teacher have to kind of stand in front of a new class, figure out the dynamics of that class, but you also get that school culture piece mm-hmm. of like figuring out that ecosystem.
And just the behind the scenes things of being a teacher, the paperwork, the changes that happen mid-year and from the administration, like kind of seeing all of that play out in real time. So when it comes to next year, not being blindsided by those changes, but kind of knowing to expect them and just to be flexible and roll with them.
That's great. How's the job search going so far?
It's just beginning.
We're all, I think, fairly hopeful that we will be employed next year in the schools that hosted us. And even if that doesn't work out, everyone who's been involved with the process, from host teachers to administrators to professors, are so incredibly enthusiastic about finding a great position for us to work in.
And Piedmont's been pretty helpful. They did the speed dating interview rounds, right?
Yeah. Mm. So I know, a lot of fellows have gained a lot of really great contacts through that and have already begun doing, going through some interviews. So yeah, it's been, as far as I know, everybody's, I don't think we're, of course we're worried about getting a job, but it's, there's been a lot of support. There's a lot of support that comes from Woodrow Wilson Foundation themselves to, make sure that everybody in Georgia knows that we are out there and that we're, are coming onto the job market. So,
sure. Anything else you guys want to add about the program, about your wonderful cohort or anything like that?
I think just in terms of comparison to other alternative licensure and certification programs that I know I looked into before choosing the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship, I feel so much more prepared, all around prepared, as like my educational theory foundation, what is good teaching, and then also just how to operate, effectively in a school setting.
I think there are a lot of other alternative certification programs out there. Georgia has several, but this program is so holistic in terms of, rather than having some brief, 6 week, here's the basics of teaching, now go and do it. It's really been this very supportive, step-by-step, immersive process, which has really been, I feel really good about my choice, my future and where I'm going from here.
And I think that'll make a big difference in our first year teaching, being able to go into the classroom with that confidence. The students will be able to see the difference. It'll make a difference in our performance and the students' performance and really our whole career.
And having the continued support of the cohort, we've gotten really close over the year, kind of sharing battle stories and all of that from the classroom. So I think continuing to have those people to rely on, to talk to bounce ideas off of, and to sort of hear what other people's experiences are is going to be really helpful.
And then also the coaching by faculty that'll continue for the next 3 years will be really instrumental in helping us master our craft.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.